The morning fog is wisping away as we climb a steep dirt track road to the top of the world. That's the immodest but apt name given to the grassy hilltop that crowns the Bohemia Ecological Preserve, a 1,000-acre swath of varied hills and valleys near Camp Meeker, where a dozen eighth-grade boys from Roseland Accelerated Middle School are enjoying a serious break from their usual activities.
We have some kids that are honors 4.0 students. We have some kids that are at risk for being in gangs sooner than later. And we just try to do our best job in terms of picking a good balance of boys and just give them a place to be young men.
Joe Dominguez is a counselor and teacher, one of two school staff members keeping an eye on the youth as they pair off to cut down scattered, smaller Douglas fir trees and allow more light to reach the slower-growing oaks that spill down a slope. The opportunity to do this is a strong motivator for the boys, he says, and it can be a pivotal experience for some of them.
The boys want to be a part of the group, to have the field trips, and so that's pushing them to take concern for their classes and get permission to come. Once they get here, I've seen every year a handful of boys that just, this is where they feel comfortable, and I really feel like it may be a point in their adolescence that they're going to choose a direction like this, choose to work in environmental studies.
This outing is part of a program called Inspired Forward, organized and directed by Land Paths, which owns and manages the pristine preserve. Now in just its second full year, this program is in some ways an extension of Land Paths' popular In Our Own Backyard outings for grade school students. Omar Gallardo, the nonprofit's outreach and diversity director, says it was developed to cultivate the concept of stewardship among young teens.
The idea came out of our IUB program, which is for children in third through sixth grade. They have four outings to one area throughout the four seasons. It's been really successful. They're closing in on about 1,000 students per year around the county. And we didn't have a teenage program. So we looked at this idea of having four outings, getting kids disconnected from all, you know, technology, getting them out.
It hasn't taken long for Jose Gutierrez to embrace the idea.
I feel really, very good. Accomplished a lot of things. Having a fun time. We learn in school, but it's a little bit better. We learn how to communicate with each other, what's outside of our cities, because we don't see that a lot. It's better to have nature around us.
Using only a small but sharp handsaw, Antonio Herrera has just finished taking down a third 4-inch fir tree when I ask him how he's enjoying the woodsy workout.
Feels good. Lets me just relax and just think about like the nature and helps me get away from all the stress and school and life. Feels really good to be able to accomplish something and know that in the future you're going to be able to look back and know that you did it.
The word itself is downplayed, but at their core, says Gallardo, these outings are about developing leadership, along with a sense of stewardship.
Taking responsibility, being advocates for the conservation and protection of land, promoting that idea among their peers. In the long run, it teaches them a lot of self-worth and, you know, understanding of where they are in the world and what their responsibility is to leave a better place for future generations. That's a huge part of being a leader.
It doesn't take long for the tree-thinning efforts to create a visible change along the ridgetop. But other, less visible changes are likely taking root as well. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.